David writes in. Hello, David. Into the Equitable Bank inbox where they take banking personally. I know all the football coaching stuff is the big story around here. Why, yes, Mickey Joseph officially hired. But the story that stopped me today was Maryland firing Mark Turgeon. That's a big deal. Now, we talked about it earlier. We did not mention who the new head coach is for the time being at Maryland. It is none other than Danny Manning.
Can't believe they just had him sitting on the end of the bench.
Quick story about Danny Manning. I went to Winston-Salem a couple years ago when Danny Manning was the head coach at Wake Forest. You know, Danny Manning's a big deal around here. I mean, Danny and the Miracles, they won a national championship. He's one of the greatest players in the history of KU basketball. That's Danny Manning. They hated him at Wake Forest. Now, he struggled in the ACC, and Wake Forest, that's their sport, even though right now they're playing for the ACC championship in football, but at Wake Forest, it is basketball. The Joelle Coliseum, they need it to be packed. It's, you know, it's the ACC. You're not very far from Tobacco Road. They've got a basketball background. Tim Duncan, Chris Paul. The van driver that I was in, I wanted to talk basketball. I just said, what do you think? How do you think Danny Manning's going to turn it around? He goes, Danny Manning sucks. And this was a guy mid-60s. And I'm like, wow, it's always odd to hear like somebody in their mid-60s use the word suck. I'm like, oh, okay, all right. But that's a good transition. But that's a big deal. I mean, Mark Turgeon, who Maryland is a really, really good program that has had success, can continue to have success. Fan base there would love for them, especially in basketball, to be back in the ACC. But they have been in the top tier in the Big Ten. And he just signed an extension. Now he is out of a job as a mutual parting of ways. We began the week talking about the best way to get, you know, to leave a job.
That ain't it.
How many jobs in radio do you hear that go a mutual parting of ways? Very few. It's just you disappear from the airwaves, never to be heard from again. And people go, he never got to say goodbye. It was a mutual parting of ways. That is a big deal in the college basketball world. Especially, you're a month into the season. So we will see if there's anybody mentioning what happened. Because I don't think Mark Turgeon woke up today and said, you know what, maybe we're not off to the greatest start. I'm good. And the AD said, yeah, we're good too. Yeah, here, you know that extension you signed to move your contract to 25-26? Yeah, it's, no. And especially with the Big Ten now getting into conference play this weekend. Nebraska plays at Indiana tomorrow. Creighton is not into the Big East yet, but Creighton and Iowa State play tomorrow night. Find your way downtown for that game. Building's got to be full. I know there's tickets available. I got somebody that offered me tickets and said, hey, if you can't, we got quite a few. That's going to be a really, really good basketball game tomorrow night. You can also hear it right here on The Zone, of course, between Creighton and Iowa State. And I would like, this isn't a true non-conference game. This was set up as part of the Big 12, Big East Challenge, which I also like. KU is in New York City tonight playing against St. John's. I would like Iowa State to make more appearances on this side of the river and teams from here to go over to Iowa State. Now, both head coaches at Creighton and Nebraska have a connection to Iowa State. They both coached at Iowa State. You know, is Mac clamoring to go back to Hilton Coliseum? I think it would be very uncomfortable for Fred to go back to Hilton Coliseum. I don't think that he's saying, hey, TJ, let's put a game together. Let's do a home-and-home between Nebraska and Iowa State. Even though I know it's kind of been discussed, but I think it would be much more difficult for the mayor to be in the locker room that is down the hallway from where the home locker room is at Hilton Coliseum. I just think he would be, you know, I mean, it's not like he's been gone from there for a long time. And you walk in and, hey, isn't that 32 in the rafters? Aren't those banners when Iowa State was going to the NCAA tournament? You know, and Iowa State's turned it around. You know, with TJ in his first year, they're unbeaten. But I would like to see Creighton, and Omaha plays Iowa State in a few other sports, and Omaha has played at Iowa State in basketball a couple of times in the last 5-7 years. They play Iowa. Omaha slated to play at Iowa next year in men's basketball, along with playing at KU in Nebraska. I would like Iowa State to play more. See, I would like to see Iowa State and Nebraska play in football. You know, Bill Moose wanted Nebraska to play Kansas and Kansas State in football. Why not Iowa State? You know, Matt Campbell's got the program to a pretty respectable level. You don't think going over a 2.5-hour trip to Ames or Iowa State coming here, that wouldn't get people excited?
Be it's a good like measuring stick.
It wouldn't be a bad non-conference game.
Yeah.
But in basketball, I would like to see it. And I think it'll be, you know, Iowa State and Creighton are playing, what, first time since 95 tomorrow night? I never thought that Iowa State basketball, which that's a basketball school. Now, it's kind of flipped a little bit because Matt Campbell has walked in the door and they've had success. But Iowa State is a basketball school. I mean, Hilton Coliseum is rocking Hilton Magic from Johnny Orr to Fred Hoiberg, you know, even a Larry Eustace in between. That they just, Steve Prohm, that program just dropped completely off. They didn't win a game in the Big 12 last year. They did not win a game in the Big 12. They won two basketball games last year. And Fred left, you know, Fred didn't steal the cupboard and take it to Chicago. He left the cupboard. It was, there's a nice little, you know, it was nice. There were some plates and there were some bowls in that cupboard. But where it was to when Prohm was fired, so now you come in and you can turn things around quickly in basketball because of immediate eligibility. I'm looking forward to that tomorrow night. That'll be a fun game. Also, Omaha is going to try and snap their 6-game losing streak. They play Eastern Washington at noon over at Baxter. Busy weekend at Baxter. Hockey is back tonight and tomorrow night against Colorado College. But Eastern Washington last year went to the NCAA tournament. Pretty good team. So there'll be a lot of basketball going on this weekend. All right, quick break. We'll come back. We'll put a wrap on this show. A couple of thoughts on what I think will happen in the championship weekend, and we'll try and sneak in some emails on the reaction to Mickey Joseph officially being announced and what this means. If he's the passing game coordinator, people want to know, does that mean the OC has already been hired and just is not available yet? Or how did Mickey Joseph end up here? We'll do that in the final segment of the week of the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.